from Devon Funds Management. Greg, morning.
Morning, Mike.
This Abu Dhabi thing, I'm assuming, is going to be major for Albanese, and they're going to have to look at the Foreign Investment Review Board and all that, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think that'll be a major hurdle. So, yeah, Santos has had this takeover approach. And, yeah, it's sort of in control of critical energy infrastructure in Australia. So, yeah, the Foreign Investment Review Board's going to be a big thing to sort of get past. But anyway, the shares rallied 11% yesterday, still over a dollar from the offer price, and that reflects that uncertainty. But, yeah, the bid from the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, should I say, is near $30 billion. Aussie dollars, and yeah, Santos is one of the biggest oil and gas producers in Australia. They've been pretty receptive to the approach. The offers come from a company that's the 12th largest in the world in terms of oil companies. So the offer's equivalent to around $8.89 Aussie per share. That's a 28% premium to where Santos share price closed on Friday. It actually follows two previous confidential cash offers at lower prices. They've upped the game there. Santos's board, they've been receptive to the offer. They've granted confidential access to confidential information, due diligence and so on. They tend to recommend it in the absence of a higher offer, and presume the independent expert deems it to be fair. So, yeah, they've done a number of things to sort of try and, you know, I suppose, cozy up to the deal. They've said they'll keep Santos's headquarters in Adelaide, they'll retain its brand, they'll invest in growth. Of course, yeah, really interesting timing, isn't it, given oil prices have been on a bit of a tear. But yeah, the motivation, Mike, seems to be about getting into the global LNG game. Santos has the goal to reach between 20 and 25 million tonnes a year of output of the stuff by 2035. But yeah, the regulators could have a big say here, so stay tuned.
Yeah, all right. And what about Tourism Holdings this year? Popped, didn't it?
Oh, it absolutely did as well. So, yeah, big move there. So they've received a $508 million takeover approach from a consortium, again, involving Australia. Actually, a private equity house, BGH Capital. They're members of the Touche family. They know the business pretty well. They founded Aussie Campervan Company Apollo. That actually merged with THL back in 2022. So I suppose they're sort of buying it back. So they've got a 19.9 stake amassed. Offers at $2.30. That's significantly above THL's closing price on Friday of $1.46. So no surprise the shares soared, less in terms of sort of way of regulatory hurdles there. Shares up 58% on Monday. Quite a few conditions, including the independent expert support, THL's board recommending the offer. But I suppose you could say Tourism Holdings has been a bit vulnerable. They own the Brits, Maui, and Apollo rental brands. They've got a big campervan selling business. Obviously, they had a tough time during COVID. And then, of course, this year they've had to deal with an uncertain outlook in their key US markets. That accounts for a quarter of sales. And given what's going on with tariffs and the like, that's been pressurised. So they had a profit downgrade in April. Yeah, they boomed coming out of COVID, but you know, they did sell a lot of campervans. And that sort of dissipated a bit. I suppose it's only a certain type of tourist that wants to buy camper vans and also rent them. And so, you know, it doesn't quite square with the boom in tourism that we're seeing. So the shares, they were down 25% year-to-date, even after yesterday's move is still just over half of their most recent peak in 2023. But I suppose, Mike, we're potentially looking at yet another name that will leave the NZX.
Yeah.
And perhaps also highlights, you know, that the unlisted space can see value in listed companies that have, you know, great businesses, but for whatever reason are unloved by investors. So, yeah, are we going to see more? I can think of a few others that spring to mind. You know, you've got Sky City that's trading at a discount to its net tangible assets, like the KMD and Ryman. But, yeah, for now, all about Tourism Holdings and the investors receptive to that offer.
Give me a quickie on China, the aforementioned. Are they back? Is this retail good news?
Yeah, better shape than we thought. So retail sales up 6.4% last month, fastest pace since December 2023. Smashed all estimates. Industrial output, that was lower. But yeah, overall, yeah, China's sort of hanging together pretty well. Of course, the government has focused on getting the consumption side going. You know, they've had subsidies and like, appears to be working right. You look at household electronics, they soared 53% in May. Mobile phones are up 33%. Look, there has been, a few questions about whether this will just be temporary boost. I mean, there was the Labor Day holiday, there was the annual shopping festival and the like. They've expanded visa-free entry list, so that's helping the tourism side. So, but yeah, look, it's a positive. And yeah, maybe it'll give Beijing a bit more confidence as they negotiate this sort of trade situation. And they might even sort of hold off before rushing out to engage in additional stimulus. So yeah, I think it's quite encouraging.
Good. Numbers, please.
Hey, so the US markets are back. There's obviously hopes that this the geopolitics will be sort of contained in terms of between Israel and Iran. So the Dow up 326 points, 42524. S&P 500 up 1%, 6036. NASDAQ up 1.5%. FTSE 100 up 0.3%. Green in Asia as well, with the Nikkei up 1.3%. ASX 200, that was actually flat. NZX 50, we had a great day as well, up 1.1%, 12,690. Oil down $40, and just a flight back away from safe havens, $3,392 an ounce. Oil down $1.30, 71 spot, 66 a barrel. Currencies, we're up against most of the majors, up 0.9% against the US, 60.7, 92.9 against the Australian dollar. British pound, 44.7. Japanese yen, 87.7. Plus 1.1% higher.
You have a great day, mate. Greg Smith out of Devon Funds Management.